Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Amen, amen. We just want to thank God today for all that he is and all that he has been and all that he shall be. We look unto him that is the author and finisher of our faith. I thank you. I thank you for your goodness and mercy that endureth forever. We realize, Lord, the reason we're here today, it was because of your mercy was renewed. Your mercy is renewed every morning, Lord, when we woke up. It was because of your mercy. Amen. In you we move and have our beings, and we want to thank you today that we move and have our beings, and all glory, all honor, and praises is unto you, Lord, because, Lord, you died in my place, and so we can live in your place. We thank you, Lord, for the life that you gave so that I can live and have life, and I thank you, Lord, for having eternal life, Lord, that is abiding in us right now, Lord, because of your anointing that is upon us, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we say every shackles is being broken. Hallelujah. And every burden is being lifted this morning because of your presence. And I give thanks and I give glory and praise for blessing this service and blessing this line. Hallelujah. And blessing this on Facebook. I give thanks and glory. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. We say amen and amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You got a scripture back, sister? You want to read a scripture for us today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, amen. We're going to read. We'll just take Psalms 91. Praise God. She didn't have one. Psalms 91 this morning. We're just going to read a few verses from Psalm 91. Amen. Verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou see and behold and see the rewards of the wicked. Amen. I read you Psalms 91, verses 1 through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the doing and the hearing of his word. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Just want to thank all of you who's on today. You need to take that word in consideration that we got to put our trust in the Most High. Amen. Put our trust in the Most High regardless to the pestilence. Everybody will realize that this virus going around is called a pestilence. This is what the Lord is talking about. He's telling everybody that we can take refuge under his word. And every morning we get up, or every day we get up, we need to read this psalm here and say, I'm putting this word on me to protect me. Amen. And I'm going to trust in this word because the word is truth. And so if we're going to have faith, let us have faith in the word of God so that if the word is, everybody say, well, I believe what the word says. If you believe what the word says, then we are trusting that word because the word says that no evil, it says no evil shall come nigh your dwelling. Amen. His truth was going to be your buckle and your shield. And then we're going to trust in this truth. So if I'm exercising faith, I need to exercise faith in this truth here. Amen. To show God that I trust in him. Amen. And so there's no reason to be afraid in the presence. Amen. And all the stuff that's going on. There's no need to be afraid. I know everybody say, well, do you wear a mask? Yep, I put one on when I go in the store. Amen. And whatever they say do, yep, I do it. Well, does that mean that you're in fear? No, it don't mean that I'm in fear of it, because I believe God's going to trust me. But God also tell me, don't be tempting God either. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't tempt God. And so we got to learn how not to tempt God also, because, you know, the devil said to Jesus, well, Jesus took him up to the high peninsula and said, well, cast yourself down there, for the scripture says, that the devil would quote the scripture, but the scripture said the angels shall take charge of you and keep you in all your ways, lest you dash a foot against a stone. And then Jesus looked at him and said, yeah, I know that's what the word said, but it also says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And so we got to watch how, when you read the word sometimes, we don't want to be tempting God. That word is truth, what he said. But if you just go cast yourself down off that peninsula on your own accord, you're going to die. Amen? And you say, well, didn't God say that the angels are going to take charge of me and keep me in all of my ways? Well, yeah, that's what the word says, amen. But it didn't tell you go do it on your own to see whether or not God's going to do it. Then you're tempting God, amen. You're testing God, amen. And so we don't want to put God to the test. But at the same time, we're going to take this word, and we're going to quote this word over us and believe what the word says, amen, and so that God can perform his word, amen. And I believe that will be a performance of the word. So praise God for all of you online today and on Facebook. Thank y'all for joining in today. Amen. I'm just going to say my wife, Rebecca, she's in the hospital. Amen. She's doing better. She's feeling better. So thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, if God take us to it, we're surely God going to bring us through it. Amen.
Amen.
And so whatever God allows you to get in, we got to trust God that he'll bring us out of it. Amen. You know, if I never get in something, I never would know God could get me out of something, amen. So sometimes God has to allow these things just to show you that he can do what it is that he said he would do, amen. Praise God. Is there a testimony online? Someone got a quick testimony this morning? Go ahead.
Just a testimony about God being on time.
Amen.
A couple of friends and I went out to eat just at a fast food restaurant. And somehow the orders got mixed up, so we got more food than we ordered.
Mm-hmm.
So we was like, what are we going to do with all this food? You know, maybe we can give it to somebody, because we know we're not going to really save money.
Yeah.
So as we was packing up the food, my friend was just about to put it in her backpack, and she had his hand out, asked for money, we asked him if he wanted the food, and he's like, yes, he was very appreciative, he had the food there. The timing. So great.
Hallelujah. Praise. Amen. Well, praise God then. Amen. That she was able to, somebody gave her some food, and they was able to give the food to somebody to help somebody else that was hungry. Amen. So thank God for that. Amen. He's an on-time God. Amen. Amen. So God already knew.
Oh, right.
The man was going to be standing there waiting on some food. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead. Somebody's online. Go ahead. I thought I heard somebody. Well, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. I kind of wish I could sing. Amen. Praise God. One of these days, God's going to anoint my voice that I'll be able to sing. God bless all of y'all. I won't be able to sing, but I'm thanking God. I'm thanking God. I'm learning how to trust God more and more and more. As we walk with God, we learn how to trust God. So today, you know, I know we have the word, and I know sometimes they say, well, you can't have the word without singing. Amen. Sometimes we do need some singing to get us going. And And praise God. But my wife isn't here today, so thank God. But we're going to continue on with the word of God and give the word so we can get on out of here. Thank all of you. May God bless all of you online. I see y'all popping up online there. May God bless you and may God keep you. Amen. Continue to prosper you. And we realize that God wants us all to be blessed. Amen. One of the reasons that Jesus came, he came so that we could be blessed. Aren't you glad you're blessed today? Come on, say, I'm blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not blessed because of who we are.
Line muted.
We are blessed because of what Jesus did for us. Amen. And so we got to stop. We have to stop. Amen. Thinking that you are not blessed because you didn't do something. See, our faith is in what Jesus did for us, and we're blessed because of what he did for us and not what we do for ourselves. Amen. And so I just thank God for that. Amen. So I'm blessed. No, I would like to say I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field. And so, amen. We got to sing that sometime. You got to tell yourself that sometime. Amen. When you go to the store, amen, you got to start singing the song while you're pushing your basket down through the store. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed. My storehouse is blessed. My children are blessed. My home is blessed. Amen. You just got to start saying it. And you'll be surprised how much better you will feel by confessing the word of God. See, confession is made unto salvation. This is why we say we are people of faith, amen. And because we are people of faith, we make a confession of our faith. We confess what we believe, or we say what we believe, amen. I think the Bible says, Paul said, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We believe and therefore we also speak. That means I'm going to say what I believe. And so thank God that we are able to say what we believe. And we need to start rehearsing those things, because there might come a time where you're not going to be able to say what we say in public anymore. Amen. It's getting that way now. Amen. It's getting that way. We're going to say that I call it the Antichrist is at work. Amen. He's getting us where we don't want to say politically correct, but. If you're saying something that don't agree with the world, then they want to cut you off, take you off work, give you a week, 2 weeks suspension because you don't agree with their narrative, amen. Yeah. I mean, people have $10 million jobs, you know, that they get put off the air because they said something that was correct, but yet it didn't fit the narrative of the world. I'm telling you, we're getting there, amen. The Antichrist is at work, amen. Yeah, Antichrist at work. And you got to realize that spirit of the Antichrist is at work. And he's not just working that way, amen. The Antichrist is at work because he's telling people that the blood of Jesus was not effect, amen. That it didn't do what it was supposed to do, amen. And got you going back, reaching back to something old, in order to try to bring you forward in the new. See, anytime you go back, that's Antichrist. Anytime you go back and pull something, Moses, pull Moses out on somebody, and to say you got to do this and you got to do that to be saved, that's Antichrist. See, a lot of people don't realize that's Antichrist. Huh? People want to take you back to keeping days and months and years and time. All of that is Antichrist. Did Jesus take care of that, or did he not? Huh? Did Jesus fulfill the law, or did he not? Huh? And so be careful now. Be careful. Not to let people be taking you back to something that God said that he's done away with. Oh, it was done away in Christ. Or Jesus fulfilled the thing, amen. Don't let people take you back, amen. Put you under something that God didn't tell you to be on. Now, my thing is with, you know what I have a problem with sometimes? I have a problem sometimes how people can go pull out a scripture on you from the law, and then you read right down below there's a scripture for them, and they don't put that on themselves. I have no trouble with that. You know what I'm saying? They pull out one on you and say, well, you got to do this. And then right below that, it tells us to do something. And then, but we're not doing that. Well, if it was a commandment for them to do what you say they said to do under the law, it's also a commandment for you to do, for you to keep that same scripture in the same, not only is it, most of the time it's in the same chapter. I'll tell you that you can't do something because the law said it, but then I go right down there and it says, you shouldn't wear silk and wool together. And you got on a silk and wool suit. Can you see how Antichrist spirit work? Takes away from Jesus. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me today? Huh? So let's not get caught up in that. That's Antichrist. Anybody take you back under the law, that's Antichrist. Because it's either Jesus did it or he did. Amen. Are y'all with me today? Praise God. Amen. I want to talk about something today. Amen. I want to go to the book of Job today. Amen. You know, I tell you, boy, there's so much confusion going on in the Word of God. So much confusion happening that people don't. Well, we're not rightly dividing the Word anymore. Amen. When I mean rightly divide, it's what's for us and what was for them. That's the difference of what was for us and what was for them. So you see, a lot of things that God never gave us to keep, that he gave them. He gave the Israel something that he never gave us. But we try to take Israel laws and put it on us. And so we come under the bondage of the Israel law when the scripture never was written for us for that. Amen. Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. You'll be doing everything under the old, amen. And then if you're going to keep the Sabbath day, I'm going to put it like that. If you're going to keep one Sabbath, you got to keep all of them. Don't just keep one of them now and not keep them all, because if you offend in one point of the law, you're guilty of all of it. Amen. Job chapter 42. Y'all, are y'all with me in the morning? Amen. Are you with me in the morning? Job chapter 42. Amen. Let me see. Job 42. Verses 1 through 5. If you want to read it, some if you got it already, I'm trying to get through it. Amen. You want to read it, sister? You got it? 42, 1 through 5, I believe. Amen. I got it now. Amen. Y'all go with me. Job 42, 1 through 5, all of you online today. Amen. It said, then Job answered the Lord and said, Lord, I know that you can do everything. And that no thought can be withheld from hell from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel with knowledge? Therefore I have uttered, no, wait a second, I have uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and I repent in the dust. Amen. Praise God. I was just taking a thought today, amen, from verse 5 there where he says, I've heard with my ears, but now my eyes see it. But now I see it. I wanted to take for a thought today to talk about, amen, a teachable moment. A teachable moment. Amen. Have you ever thought about a teachable moment? Amen. in time that I don't know if a lot of you remember that a lot of things that your mother told you when you was growing up. Told you a lot of do's and don'ts that your mother told you. Girl, while you're young, you have that baby. Don't take no bath in that water for 8 days because it could mess your body up. Amen. Stuff like that they used to tell you, amen. Don't go outside, you know, with your head, head uncovered or whatever. All little things like that, you know. Those were things that your mother was talking to you about. They were teaching some things, but at the time, because you was young, and you didn't understand what they were talking about at that moment. But now you've gotten older now, and all those things come back to you that your mama told you a long time ago, and now you're experiencing things that you really wouldn't have had to experience if you had just obeyed your mama back then. And so now you're coming into the understanding that what your mama said and the things that you're going through now, you understand what your mama said when she said that was a teachable moment. Amen. Amen. That's what you call a teachable moment, because now I didn't understand what it was being said at the time. But now that I'm experiencing it, now I see what my mother is talking about. So Job is saying, now I've heard with my ears, but now my eyes get to see what I've been hearing about it, and now I understand what it is that I'm going through. Amen. I was watching, I don't know if y'all remember the movie, I don't know what it was, The Karate Kid or something like that. And I took that thought from that movie, The Karate Kid, amen. I thought about the movie that this young man or young boy, whatever, whoever he was being bullied, or they was beating him up or doing something to him. But they was doing something to him, amen. And so he went to this old man to ask this man to teach him karate or kung fu or whatever it was. That he asked this man, would he be his teacher? And the man said, yeah, I'll be your teacher if you'll do everything that I tell you to do. Then I'll become your teacher. So he agreed to do everything that his instructor told him to do. And so when he went today to be taught, the man gave him some sponges, two sponges, and brought his car out the garage. And when he brought his car out of the garage, he said, I want you to wash the car. And he said, but when you wash the car with the sponges, I want you to wipe it like, you know, circular motion. You know what I mean, circular motion. I want you to wash it in circular motions, amen. And so the boy started washing the car. And you know, he didn't know what was happening. He didn't know. See, at the time, he didn't know he was being taught something. He said, now I want you to paint my fence. When you paint my fence, I want you to stroke the brush like this. You know, when you paint, I want you to stroke the brush, the fence like this. You see, the boy didn't know he was being taught how to defend himself, amen. He didn't know he was being taught karate, amen, or whatever it was, kung fu. He didn't know he was being taught because he didn't understand the teaching method of the man. And so all of a sudden he got upset with the man and decided he was going to quit. I came here to learn kung fu, karate, or whatever it is, and you got me washing your car, and you got me painting your feet, and you got me sweeping your floor. You got me doing all of these things. I came to learn kung fu, and you got me doing all of this stuff. And all of a sudden the man said, come on, let's spar. And when he started sparring, he said, now watch the car. You know, when the man hit at it, he said, watch the car. He said, see, he didn't know he was being taught how to defend himself by the work that he was doing. He didn't realize that was a teachable moment, that that the man was teaching him how to defend himself. And see, so many times that God has us going through things, amen, and we don't know why we're going through it, amen, but the reason you're going through what you're going through is because those are teachable, mama, with God. He's teaching you so that you can defend yourself against the devil. And every time he would stroke up, he said, if I try to hit you this way, if you move your hand up, you knock the man handles away. You got self-defense. You see, he didn't realize that was a teachable moment that he was experiencing and that he was going through, but God was allowing him to go through that, amen, to teach him how to defend himself. You see, God always has teachable moments with us. Hallelujah. This is why we have to do whatever we do. We have to do by faith because God is teaching us something. You got to realize that the things that God has allowed you to go through, he's allowed you to go through those things because he wants to teach you something. Because, you see, the only way we can learn, only way you can learn sometime, amen, you got to go through something in order to learn something about God. And so God always have these teachable moments. Amen. Praise God. I was looking at Acts chapter 12, amen. When I look at Acts chapter 12, we're going to get back. We'll probably get back to Job here. But I wanted to use that verse where he said, now my eyes see. You know, at first you didn't understand. How many of you have experienced some things that you didn't understand why you was going through it? But later on down the road, all of a sudden, now I know what God meant. Amen. Now I got it. Amen. I got it now. I didn't understand why I was going through what I went through, but now I'm facing this situation, that the things that I'm facing right now. Now I understand why I went through that. The reason I went through that, because God wanted to bring me through this. So whatever you were experiencing, God, those are just teachable moments. Acts chapter 12, when we look at Acts chapter 12, Peter is preaching the word of God. And then that Peter is preaching the word of God, he gets himself into some trouble. You know, when you're living right, I want to tell you, you're going to get into some trouble sometimes. Amen? You're going to get into some trouble. So Peter is out preaching the word of God. He gets into some trouble, but God's got to have a teachable mama with Peter, because even though Peter is preaching about the power of God, even though Peter has been walking with Jesus, but even when you're walking with Jesus, you still got to go through something in order to learn something. Peter ends up in prison. Well, he ends up in jail, amen. And when he ends up in jail, if you look at verse 4, we can see that Peter ends up in prison, amen, is because there's some things that Peter been doing, but there's some things that Peter hasn't experienced, and there's some things about Jesus that Peter don't know. You have to realize there's some things that you, when you're walking with God by faith, amen, there's some things that God wants to teach you that you don't understand about him yet. But he's got to allow you to go through something, and then the thing that he allows you to go through, when he allows you to go through it, that is your teachable moment. Amen? Yes. And so Peter ends up in prison. Now you see, one thing about Peter ends up in prison here in Acts chapter 1 and 4, he ends up in prison for doing the work of the Lord. See, that's a teachable moment to you, to let you know all that live godly shall suffer persecution. All that do right, whenever you start to do right, you make yourself a spot. But everybody got their eyes on you. They're watching you, amen. It's because you made yourself a spot, amen. And they're watching you to see, are you who you say that you are? Are you what you say you are, amen? Praise God. And so in order for them to find out what you are, they got to tip you, amen. They got to test you and see, are you who you say you are? And the reason God allows you to go through it so that you can know you are who you say that you are. Amen. He has to have a teachable moment. Now, Peter is in prison. And the people start praying. Now, you see, you would never know your prayer was answered if you didn't have nothing to pray for. Circumstance, whenever you have circumstance in life, Circumstance become your teachable moment. Amen. Circumstances where you learn about God. And you don't learn, if you're not going through anything, you're not learning anything about God. So God allows you to have circumstance so you can learn something about God. And see, here Peter's in prison, but the people decided they was going to pray. Now, if this moment had never taken place, the people would never know that God answered prayers. Hallelujah. Huh? Sister, when you went through that thing, you see, if you hadn't went through that thing, had that encounter experience, and I know everybody said, well, why me? Well, why not you, amen? Praise God. You know what I'm trying to say? But that was a teachable moment, amen. See, your teachable moment at that time was to tell somebody, see, now you're standing, you're alive, you can say, just because somebody said cancer don't mean that I'm going to die. Huh? See, you didn't like your experience, though. You didn't want to go through the experience, and you don't want to go through it anymore, amen. But nevertheless, you went through that, amen, and you just proved it was a teachable mama to prove to everybody that I don't care what you come down with, God can heal you from anything. God can heal you from cancer. Here I'm standing as a witness, amen, that Jesus can bring me through cancer. I'm alive and forevermore. Now I know. Now I know. It ain't nothing that I heard. I heard somebody else talking about it. I heard about somebody else that Jesus brought them through, amen. But it's not that he brought them through. He brought me through, amen. So now I have a testimony, amen, because I've been through my teachable moment. God demonstrated his power in my life. He caused me to overcome something that other people didn't ever did overcome. Millions didn't make it. Come on, somebody. That's what I was talking about, Psalms 91. Millions didn't make it, but what? I'm one of the ones that did. Hallelujah. Can you give God a hand praise today? That I made it, amen. Come on. Clap your hand. You see, your experience was your teachable moment. Because you didn't know God could deliver you from that. Your experience can be your teachable moment, amen. Hallelujah. Don't get into fear. Continue to be in faith. Because what you're going through, that's just your teachable moment. God's going to get you to see something and understand some things that you didn't understand. So he allowed you to get in this place just so he can teach you something. Hallelujah. Praise God. See. Have some of you had some teachable moment with Jesus? Have you experienced some things that God took you through it, amen? Have you experienced some things that God brought you out of, amen? And when God brought you out of it, that was your teachable moment. Because you didn't know how you was going to do it. You didn't know how you was going to get through it, amen? And because you didn't know how you was going to get through it, you didn't know how you was going to do it, all of a sudden God did it, and all of a sudden you said, now I see. I didn't know how he's going to do it, but I understand it now. So Peter's in prison, amen. He's surrounded. You know, when you get locked up, you're locked up in some circumstance. You're locked up in some situation, but our faith got to be in Jesus. See, when we talk about faith, it's total reliance on Jesus. In other words, he has to allow you to get into some things that you can't get out on your own. When I can do it myself, I really don't need God. That's what we think, in a way. Huh? But when he puts me into a situation that I can't get out of on my own, that become a teachable moment to show me that God can do some things that I can't do myself, amen? Teachable moment, amen. And the reason he allowed that, so somebody, I just want you to run and grab a scripture. We ain't going to turn from that. But would you give me a scripture, sister? We're going to read this scripture here. Romans 5:21, amen. Because we talk about the teachable moment. Peter's in prison here. He's been put in between some soldiers to keep him in there, amen. See, the devil always going to put some guards around you, amen, to try to keep you from doing what God wants you to do, amen. But you wouldn't know that God could bring you through that if you never got in there. If you never had no problems, you would never know God to solve. Your problem can be a teachable moment to let you know something about God that you didn't know at first. The more I look around, amen, when I said I'm walking by faith and not by sight. But one thing about faith, amen, you can't walk by faith unless you learn how to stand in grace. If you can't stand by grace, if you don't realize it's grace that got you here and grace that got you saved, how are you going to walk by faith and you haven't accepted the grace that he gave you in order to do it? Teachable moments, amen. See, you got to be able to accept the grace of God before you can walk in the faith of God. If I don't believe God did it, then how can I have faith for something I don't believe God can do it? If God didn't deliver me, how could I have faith for it? Except that God delivered me and showed me that he can deliver me and will deliver me. How can I have faith for something if I don't accept the grace of God that goes along with it, that God does it because he loves me and not because he has to do it, but he does it because he loves me, and he don't do it because I'm worthy of it, but he does it just because he loves me. I have to accept that first before I can have faith for him to do something for me. 5:21, what does that say? I'm talking about a teachable moment this morning, Romans 5:21. I'm in the book of Acts, but I'm talking about Peter here. But we're going to get through with Peter, but we're going to add a few scriptures along with it because we talk about a teachable moment, amen? To realize that all of our experience that we experience in God are teachable moments, amen? Huh? So we can learn something about God. That's why we don't get to know nothing about God. If you don't go through nothing, you don't get to learn nothing about God. If you don't experience anything, how you gonna know God can do it if you never experienced? How you know he can bring you out if you never got in? And so your experiences that you experience with God, God is teaching you something. Come on, say he's teaching me something, amen. Huh? Hallelujah. On the job, you know, the people bothered me, and I'm praying about it, and I would know that if they never bothered me, and I prayed about it, I never would know that God could stop them from bothering me unless they bothered me so that I can pray about it and believe that, what, God answers prayer, amen. See, when I talk about faith, you know, we talk about Hebrews 11:6. What do we talk about when we talk about faith? We're talking about faith, amen. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If I never needed anything, how would I ever know that he rewards me? See, this is what faith is all about. It, because he's got to teach me that he can do it. What does that say, Romans 5:21? Read it, somebody.
And that sin has reigned unto death. Even so, my grace reigns through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Is that 5:21? Better said, being fully persuaded. Well, I must have missed it there. See, being fully persuaded that what he said, he was able to perform it. You see, that is what the faith is all about, being fully persuaded that what he said, he was able to perform it. And see, that is what God has got to teach us, that what he said, he's able to perform it. And so that has got to be our, well, it's 4:21. Excuse me, amen. 4:21. Because, you see, a teachable moment of when there is something that can't be done, and then God does it to demonstrate that what? That he's able to perform it. That's your teachable moment, amen. See, right here, 4:21, I say 4:21, he talked about Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, but what?
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Amen. He was able to. See, when I talk about we walking about faith, we talk about teachable moments. You see, God had to bring me a place that he can teach me that he's able to perform what he said he's going to do. Because I would never know that he could do it if he didn't bring me to it. Hallelujah.
You would never know that God could do these things. See, he's able to perform it, amen. And so everything that he does it so that he can prove that I'm able to do it. And so Peter was in prison. In order for us to know and understand that God can cause a prison break. Come on, amen. You might be locked up in your prison, but he can cause your prison break, amen. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what prison you was in, you might be in, amen. You can be depressed. You can be down. You can be out. Or whatever it is that you experience that you're going through, God allows you to go through that experience so he can show you that he can deliver you out of it. Because you would never know that he could deliver you out of it until you experienced it. That's what we talk about, sister. She said, I had it. But he delivered me from it, amen. I had the experience. You see, all the experience and the work that you're going through, he's showing. You see, that should have increased your faith now, amen. You should have great faith, amen. Hallelujah. Because, see, it's not something that you heard about. It's not something that somebody told you. What did Job say? I heard by the hearing of the ear. Huh? But now my eyes see. See, you now you know, you see that whatever it is that come upon you, that God is able to deliver you from it. So I'm going to go to God so that he can demonstrate to me that he can do what he promised me what he'll do. He's always showing us that I can do it. I can do anything. When we say he can do anything but fail us, but if I don't get into a place of failure sometimes, how would I know that he can deliver me from failure? And so while you're going through it today, Jesus is at work, amen. Hallelujah. He's always demonstrating what he can do so that you will know. See, most people heard. Most people have not had an experience with it, amen. Most people haven't been broke, and they don't know that God can put a little money in your pocket until you get there, amen. So when God allows you to get there, don't fall out. Don't be afraid. He just put you in. He allows you to get to that place because that place he allows you to be in is going to be your teachable mama. You're going to learn something that you never learned before. You're going to see something that you never saw before. You're going to understand some things that you never understood before. But everybody got to have their teachable moment. So when Peter's in prison, they said the angels came and got it. Now we hear the scriptures all the time. The angels what? The angel will take charge of you and keep you on your way. Psalm 34, Psalm 91. The angel can't write about them that fear the Lord, amen. And we heard that scripture. We hear it all the time. Every day we hear that scripture, amen. The angel, I send my angels to deliver you. Yeah, you hear that all the time. But a lot of people have an experience of deliverance by the angel. I don't know, you remember one night we was here, sister, we was in the church, we was praying that night, and an angel showed up in the door. I didn't know why I didn't know why sister was shaking and crying so much. I didn't see it. I was trying to look and see it. I didn't see that. I was looking, and she looking, and then Miss Yvette looked back, and she started crying and weeping. Well, what's going on? And then she said, did you see it? She asked sister that, did you see it? She said, yeah, I saw that man standing in the door. Hallelujah. Miss Yvette looked back and she said, I saw it too. Huh? A teachable moment. You're going to say, a teachable moment. Because what? That was an experience that she had with God right there. She saw something that she never saw before. She saw an angel come in the door and stand in the door while we was praying for her. Our angel stood there in the door. You see, that was God's teachable moment to show that the angel is round about them that fear the Lord. That the angel will take care of you, amen. That the angel will deliver you, amen. He showed up as to be a teachable moment. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. So God has to allow us to have some experience with him so that we can know. So you can know. Hallelujah. And that should have increased your faith to realize that you see, you shouldn't be walking in fear anymore, because he allowed you to see it, not just hear about it. A lot of us, we just heard about the angels, but a lot of us haven't seen the angels. A lot of us maybe have heard about the God sends an angel for deliverance. But God allowed her to see it, amen. Not just hear about it, you see. See, that became her teachable moment. But she also had faith beyond faith to know for surely that whenever I get in trouble, my angel is right here with me, praise God. That Jesus sent his angels and delivered me. Hallelujah. And so whenever I get in some trouble now, I know my angel is going to show up, amen. I might not be able to see him, but I know he's there, because God has given me a teachable moment to allow me to see something that other people have not yet seen, and so now I know. Hallelujah. I was just thinking about my father. My father wasn't a religious man. Amen. Wasn't a religious man. I ain't never seen my daddy pray. I hadn't up until that time. All right. You get what I'm trying to say? See, his teachable mama came when he went to the hospital, getting ready to have a heart surgery. What they call it, quadruped bypass, amen. He's going to have a quad, whatever they call it, bypass, amen. I had never heard my daddy talk about Jesus. But you see, when he got in that situation, that circumstance, that he might probably thought he might have gone die, amen. All of a sudden, that became a teachable moment to him. All of a sudden, he began to call out to Jesus like never before. All of a sudden, he learned how, I don't know how he learned how so fast. But you see, that heart attack became his teachable moment. Hallelujah. And then he told me later on. He said, you know what? I said, what? He said, you know, Jesus came down and sat at the foot of my bed. I said, who? I said, who? He said, Jesus came right down and sat at my foot of bed. And told me, and he said, he told me that I was going through this heart surgery, but everything going to be all right. I'm going to come out. I'm going to be okay. He said, then all of my fear departed from me when he came down and sat on the edge of the bed. Come on, hallelujah, amen. Come on, somebody. I said, you might be going through something right now, but that could be your teachable moment, amen. That would be the time God will show up, amen. That would be the time God comes up and give you courage, amen. Hallelujah. That would be the time God comes up and give you consolation, that he's going to deliver you. And all of a sudden, all of his fears disappeared. My mama said, when he got up, when he came out of the anesthesia and everything, he got up and said, come on, I'm ready to go home now. She said, no, you can't go home right now. You just got out of surgery. He said, oh, I'm all right. He said, Jesus came, amen, and sat on the foot of my bed and told me everything was going to be all right. And because I saw Jesus, it's not what I heard somebody say. Hallelujah. I didn't just hear by the hearing of the ear, but I saw it with my own eyes. I saw him sit at the foot of my bed. That was his teachable moment. Come on. Come on. See, that was his teachable moment. Your experiences that you experience with God can be a place that he's going to teach you something. Hallelujah. So don't get into fear, amen, when they come. I don't know what you're going through right now. I don't know what you would experience right now. But what you're going through now could be your teachable moment. Hallelujah. See, Peter was in prison here, but maybe Peter didn't know that Jesus could call the jailbreak. Huh? So he gets into prison, amen. Hallelujah. And being that he gets into prison, amen, God has to prove that what? He's able to perform what he promised to us. See, he has to prove, God has to prove that to you. In other words, you would never know that he's able to perform it unless he allows you to go through it. You wouldn't know that he could do it. You wouldn't have known that he could deliver from cancer. My daddy, he got saved. I came to him, I said, well, do you believe now? Do you believe that Jesus died and rose again on the third day? Do you believe that now? He said, yes, I do. Well, how is it that you know it? I saw it. Hallelujah. I saw it for myself. I know he's alive. He came and sat on my bed. I know he's alive. See, his teachable mama, when God showed up and showed him who he was, now he believes, amen. I said, because you believe that, now we can get you baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can get saved right now because I know you believe it.
Amen.
Why is it that he believed it? Because he saw it with his eyes. His teachable mama, amen. Hallelujah. And here is Peter in prison. And while Peter's in prison, the angel shows up. Now, we already know that the Bible talks about the angels in camp round about him. But Peter hasn't had that experience yet. Hallelujah. But notice where he had to experience that. He had the experience while he was in prison. Notice where you're going to learn something while you're in trouble. You're going to learn it while you're going through it. You don't understand why you're going through it at the time that you're going through it, amen. But all of a sudden now, reality. You see, God has to bring reality to us so that we understand it and know it. And so while Peter is going through this, an angel shows up. Herod put him in prison, and an angel shows up. And when the angel shows up in verse 7, amen, and you know that when the angel came in, it says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him and lighted and shined in the prison, and he smote Peter in the side. Now, I don't know how Peter could be sleeping at peace while he's in prison, because I probably been walking the floor. How am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get out of this? Hallelujah. I thank God for the man that got delivered, been in prison for 40 years for something he didn't do. The woman lied. And she ain't going to get no punishment for the lie that she took 40 years of his life away. They asked him, how did you endure that? He said, I still had hope. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. No matter how many times they came up parole, they wouldn't give him a parole, and he didn't do it. Amen. He said, but I had hope in God. Amen. I'm trying to say you can be in your prison. There's still hope in God. Amen. When you feel like there is no way, amen, there's hope in God. Amen. I'm saying God can do it. Amen. And not only can he do it, he will do it. Amen. And he always has to show up somewhere to show you that he can do what he said he is to do, that he has the power to do what he said he would do. Amen. This is why Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, one about doing good and healing all. Amen. Of sick, those who had sickness and disease. See, he demonstrated the power that was upon him. He was able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And when they came in there, they said the angel smote him. So they had to wake him up. You know, it's good. You know, when you know God got your back, you can go to sleep, amen, in peace, amen. Hallelujah. Huh? And you ain't worried about it because you know God got you, amen. Hallelujah. When you know God got you, you can sleep in peace. Those that keep their mind, what? Stayed upon him, he keeps them in peace. Do you realize your peace is in your thinking? Your peace is in your thoughts. This is why we have faith in Jesus, because our faith in Jesus believes that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And because I believe it, I have peace because I know it. He's going to do it. He's going to save me. If he say he's going to save me, he's going to save me. Amen. Hallelujah. If he say, that he's going to deliver us out of the trouble, he's going to deliver us out of the storm. So even when the storms of life are raining, why should I be in fear over something? Because he done demonstrated already that he's able to do it. And And he smote Peter, and Peter got up. But I want to get to the part, that verse 11, but I won't take too long. Notice what Peter said here after he had this spear. You know what he said there? And when Peter was come to himself, when he realized, and that's what he thought he was dreaming. Huh? Hallelujah. And when he was come to himself. In other words, see, Job had to come to himself and realize that God allowed him to go through that, that whenever you lose, that God will give it back to you. He'll give more back, amen. And all of a sudden now, in Job 42, he's getting ready to experience what God said that he was going to do. I'm trying to say, we're getting ready to experience God's blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to experience it right now. Amen. And that's why you got to keep your faith in Jesus to believe that we get ready to experience it right now. Amen. That hope, the thing that we have laid upon him to believe in the hope of our resurrection. Amen. To believe in the hope of our salvation. We're getting ready to experience it right now. When God said, I'm going to deliver you out of trouble. Amen. We get ready to experience it. Amen. This is why everything that is going on in the world right now, God is allowing these things to happen. Amen. So that he can demonstrate that he can deliver us even in the midst of all of this turmoil that's going on. And when Peter came to himself, he said, now I know. Y'all see what he said? What he said? Now. Now I know. I didn't know at first, but what? Now I know. Hallelujah. Sister Valerie, to the things that God brought you through, see, you probably didn't know. You know, sometimes, you know, when you've been together with somebody a long time, and then you say, oh, I don't know if I can make it without them. And all of a sudden, when they're gone, then you say, now. Huh? Now I know I can do it. Now I know I can make it on my own, amen. See, this is why the people got to put their faith in God. Even, you know, a lot of us are going through a lot of trouble. There are some of you being in abuse. You got a man, amen, that's beating you up and taking everything you got, don't want to work. You're living there, but you're afraid to leave. You're afraid to leave. You're afraid to step out on faith, amen, to believe that what? God's going to take care of you, that he's able, amen, to do it, amen, that he can provide, he can meet your need according to his riches and glory. But if you never act on faith, you never get to experience God. You never get your teachable mama until you take a step out on faith to believe that he'll do what he said he would do. You remain in your prison. Teachable mamas is when you step out on faith, amen. Teachable mamas when you believe God, amen. This is the only way you're going to know, is when you act on the word of God. Peter would have never known he could walk on water until what? See, him stepping out of the boat was his teachable mama. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're stepping out on faith to believe that God's going to deliver you, God will save you, even in the pandemic that he'll save you, amen. You got to walk by faith. You got to walk out on faith to believe he's going to do it, because that becomes your teachable mama, because you would never know if you don't act on faith. Peter said, now I know of a surety. Well, why did he say, I know of a surety? Because at first he wasn't quite sure. You know how we be in doubt sometimes? How many have been experienced of you been a little doubt? You didn't know, well, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord. I don't know how you're going to get me through this, Lord. Lord, I'm in this, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to get over this, though, Lord. Lord, I need a car, Lord. I don't know how I'm going to get this car, Lord. And all of a sudden something showed up and you didn't know where it came from. Huh? A way was made that you didn't know was going to be made, amen. See, this is what exercising faith in Jesus is all about. I believe he's going to do it, amen. I believe that he's able, amen. Hallelujah, because he's got to show me, and he's got to give me a teachable moment. But if I don't ever get into something, if I don't ever get in jail, I was in the same place here. Huh? My teachable mama, because, you know, I was one of those persons that I didn't believe it. I don't bother nobody. I don't go around picking at people. Huh? But at the same time, don't you bother me. Don't you bother me. Don't bother me. I'm not going to bother you. But don't you bother me. And so, because I didn't bother nobody, I didn't think that I could get in trouble. I don't bother nobody. I don't mess with anybody. I didn't think I could get in trouble. But one thing for sure, when you go out where trouble is, you don't have to be looking for the trouble. The trouble will find you. Hallelujah. Huh? Because I'm out there where it is. I can't be do nothing but get in it. Many times you don't have to be out. You don't have to be the one shooting the gun. You just be with the one that shot it. And sometimes people don't understand that. You're hanging out with the wrong crowd. You don't realize you can get in trouble. It's not that you did anything wrong. It was the crowd that you was with did wrong. And because you was out there with the crowd that did the wrong, you got in trouble. And all of a sudden, your mama told you not to hang out with that boy. Your mama told you not to hang out with that girl. Amen. But you did it anyway. And you was out there amongst the trouble, and you end up in trouble. And all of a sudden, that became your teachable moment. Because you didn't know that you could get in trouble. And even though your mama told you not to hang with that group, amen, but you went out there anyway. Your mama told you not to do it, but you did it anyway. You got in trouble. And so I end up in jail. That was my teachable moment. Boy, you can end up in trouble. The Lord told you not to be out there with him, not to be in the crowd, not to be amongst them, but you was out there anyway. And all of a sudden, I end up in jail. Wasn't bothering nobody, but they decided to bother me. That was my teachable moment. The trouble that I endured, amen. I end up in jail. So here I am in jail, and then I hear the voice of, I didn't know God could talk. I had never heard the voice of God before. He might have been talking to me all the time, but I didn't know he was God. Huh? Come on, somebody. Amen. I tell you, if you never heard the voice of God sometime when you get into some trouble, you find out you got good ears. And all of a sudden, while I was in the cell, I heard this voice speak, call my name out. And said, see, if you had been doing what I told you to do, you wouldn't be here. My teachable moment. Huh? But those things work together for my good, though, didn't it? If I hadn't, this is what I'm trying to tell you. If I had never went to jail, let me put it like that, I might not be saved today. If I had never went through that thing, I might not be where I am today. Did you get what I'm trying to say? So God has to allow us to experience some things in a way that we don't understand why we're experiencing, but while we're experiencing those things become your teachable moments. You ought to learn something from it. But for Jesus, what? Learn obedience by the things that he suffered. The things that he went through was his teachable. And so now Peter say, now I know of a surety the Lord sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from the expectation of all the people of the Jews. His prison experience became his teachable moment. And so if you're here today, if you're online today, you're going through some experience. God just trying to get your attention because he wants to show you something. If you're in trouble today, I don't know what it is that you're going through, amen, but I'm saying that today, God will deliver you. He's able. Huh? See, this is what we got to put our faith in, amen. Huh? God ain't going to allow you to be, I know he said be not deceived. God ain't going to allow you to be deceived if you keep your mind on him, amen. God ain't going to let nothing happen to you. I've got to trust God. Don't you know you got to trust God in the midst of this, amen? Huh? How come, you know, I can't change just because the world do something. Because of what the world does. I can't change because of what the world does. I've got to be consistent in believing in Jesus Christ, amen, that Jesus is able to do what he said he would do. He reward those that seek him, and amen. And he said, if you would just believe, you can see the glory. That's what he told Mary when we went to raise Lazarus. If you would just believe. All he's saying to you, us, if we would just believe, you could see the glory. Mary, I'm going to show you something right here. Let this be a teachable moment. I want to demonstrate to you that I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to demonstrate right here with Lazarus. Well, you might have thought Lazarus, what Lazarus went through was a bad thing, but it was a teachable moment. God used the circumstance to teach us things. If you never have a problem, you ain't going to learn nothing. Huh? Well, why me, Lord? I want to teach you something. Bad marriages. I want to teach you something out of this. Amen? I always wondered, I wonder why did Jesus go to the woman who had five husbands and she was shacked up with the other one? I wonder why he went to her. You ever thought about that? Huh? He went to the woman with five husbands, had five husbands, and she was shacked up with the sixth one.
Yep. My
bad. But what was that to her? When he met, was that a teachable moment there? He came to show her, hey girl, all that you've been after, I want to show you that I can give you something that'll quench your thirst. You won't need all these husbands when you drink of some of this water that I give you. That was a teachable moment to her. Five husbands. And then I thought if you had more than, if you were married more than one time, you couldn't be saved. I don't know how she got saved. Amen. I don't know how she made it. She done had five. I wonder how she got saved. You don't talk about that, sis? I wonder how she got saved. Yeah, 500. And then the law says, hey, wait a minute. The law says, God, I'm not under the law, amen. Praise God. Thank God that Jesus delivered you from the law and from the curse of it, so that the blessing can come upon us, amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus has delivered you? He's not trying to deliver you. And we still trying to get ourselves delivered. And we still trying to save ourselves. And we trying to do everything that Jesus already did for us. Why are you still working when Jesus has sat down? Have y'all thought about that? When you sat down, that means you at rest. God sat out on the sixth day, and the seventh day he rested, amen. Well, why did he rest? Because he was through. When you're through, that ain't nothing else to do. When Jesus sat down, amen, on the right hand of the Father, we was in Jesus. Let's look at it this way, sister. If y'all can see me right here. Praise God. I saw it. This is Jesus right here, amen. And this is us. And then what did he do? He put us in him.
Amen.
And wherever he goes, we go. When he sat down on the right hand of the Father and said it was finished, we sat down with him. Are you with me here? Are you with me here? Amen. I'm talking about this is a teachable moment here. Huh? When he went down to the grave, when he got up, we got up. When he finished the work, for everything that we need to do, when he finished, we finished. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Amen. I'm trying to say, the Bible said the work was finished before the foundation of the world. But Jesus came in these last days to complete the work, amen. And so what now? We in him. He got rid of the law so that the blessing what? So that the blessing of Abraham could come upon us by what? By faith, amen. And so therefore what? We are blessed now, not because of us. We're saved not because of what we do. See, that's another thing. Well, you got to do this to be. He don't say that. They said, what he did for us. And therefore, because of what he did, we'll say not because of what we do, we'll say because of what he did, and what he did it for us. Well, why are we laboring so hard and not be at rest in where?
In him.
In him. Are you laboring, sister? You still trying to be? You trying to be good enough? You trying to be holy enough? I know we're supposed to be holy, but I'm trying to say, you trying to be holy enough? You know, how it is you're never good enough. You know, when people always try to point something to all your faults out about that you're never good enough, does that sound like Jesus that's saying you ain't good enough? You know, people don't never think you're good enough. You ain't good enough because you didn't. You ain't good enough because you got this on. You ain't good enough because you wear this, and you ain't good enough. You ought to get tired of hearing stuff like that. I'm good enough because who said so? God is not looking at me because I'm on the inside of him. He can't see me because my life is hidden. Where? Are y'all with me on this? Your life is hid. And God doesn't see you. Who is God looking at? God is looking at did anybody experience that? I want you to stop experiencing that. Anybody feel like being good enough today? Anybody want to be saved today? When you get baptized, now when you get baptized, you get baptized in water, but then you're going to get baptized into the body. Baptized into the body. See, now baptized in the body don't mean that I got baptized in water. Being baptized into the body, according to Romans 5, that means that he put me I'm in the body now, right? Not baptized with water now. Not baptized just with the Holy Ghost now, but what? I am to be baptized in the body means that I am immersed in the body of Jesus. Are you immersed at the body? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? You have been baptized into the body. You're good enough. He just said you have to do something to be good enough. All this weight. I'm getting so confused these days. Because everybody talking about you have to. I don't see it. I don't understand it. Why do I have to when Jesus has already put me? You saved because of he put you in here. Who did it? It wasn't a work that what? So I'm at, what am I? I'm at rest. Where am I resting at? Do y'all see that? You at peace because I'm not worried about the devil. I'm not worried about the devil taking me out. You know, we can get so caught up worried about the devil taking us out, we'll leave. I don't know. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for open our eyes, let us see, Lord, what you really did for us, Lord. We don't understand all that you did for us. We haven't seen it yet, Lord. Our eyes have not seen and our ears haven't heard, neither has the entered into the heart of man the things that you have done for those that you love you. And so, Father, I want to thank you for opening our eyes up to the truth that we might walk free. And we give you praise for what you did on the cross in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody want to be saved today. You need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You need to receive the Holy Ghost. And you need to by faith. Amen. If you want to see him and understand him, you want to have those teachable moments. When you get into something, you're going to see it. I didn't know he was delivering me out of jail. 4 o'clock, I was in there for 4 hours. Seemed like a lifetime. But I saw that he could deliver me. Went to court, all the charges was dismissed. And I did it. I sure cut him. Tried to kill him. I did it. Guilty. But I didn't know that he can cause the judge to throw the case out if I hadn't had the experience. Are you with me? Amen. See, that was my teachable moment. I wouldn't have known if I hadn't went through what I went through in order to get to see. In a testimony, prayer report, anybody been through something that God brought you through and it was a teachable moment to you? Anybody got a testimony, prayer report? Got a testimony about it this morning? All of you on Facebook, amen, alive, it's a teachable moment to you if you're going through. You can write us, call us, or whatever you like to do to let us know about your teachable moment, or you can put it online there to let us know your experience that you had with the Lord that was your teachable moment. Write us and let us know. And if we help you at any at all, let us know. I would appreciate you letting me know because that will be a blessing and a help to me. If you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to calchurchinc@gmail.com. PayPal or Cash App. And I thank y'all for tuning in this morning. May God bless you and keep you on Facebook in Jesus' name. Anybody online this morning got a testimony, a prayer report of anything that...
Line unmuted.
And it became your teachable moment. Somebody online and have a teachable moment.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. This is Elder Prevost. Amen. I thank God for their word this morning. Amen. And really, my whole life has been a teachable moment. Praise God. So I thank God for that word to remind us that, like you said, all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So everything works together for our good. If I wanted to pinpoint one thing, I'd say it's the fact that I was kicked from the day I entered school to the day I got out of school. And I used to wonder why. Why, Lord, why you allow me to be picked on so much? But he was toughing me up because if I wouldn't have been picked on as a child, I wouldn't be able to take the ridicule that comes as an adult, and especially being as a child of God. So I look back and I see that was a teachable moment that he was just molding me and shaping me and toughing me up for what he had in store for me in the future. So I thank God for that word, and I thank God for you this morning.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Anyone else? Amen. No one else? Amen. We give you time. Anyone like in a prayer today? You're going through something. Y'all pray for me and my wife. Amen. That's in the hospital. I hope she get out today. Amen. If she ate last night, she might get out today. Yeah, if she didn't eat last night, she ain't gonna get out today. So I told her yesterday, I said, girl, I would have, if I had to hold my nose to get that food, to stuff that food out of my stomach, I would hate that food. If I wanted to get out, you know. But I just couldn't eat it. I said, some kind of way I would have got it down. They thought she ate it, but I didn't eat it. So praise God, amen. I can't blame him because of the table. I said, well, I can't eat. But that was my lunch. It was in the evening time. So I said, well, it's not, you know, I don't like to throw away food. And so I took care of it. This was pretty good. I don't understand why she can eat it. Amen. Amen. But everyone else, any other testimony, we're going to get ready to go. Thank God. Amen. We're going to run out more out there and see if she's getting out today. Amen. And y'all continue to pray for me. Y'all continue to pray for me. I'm going through a teachable moment here, either with the people and who show up, don't show up. It's a teachable moment for me. Amen. So I'm experiencing this teachable moment.
Another friend has this her name is Karina.
Mm-hmm.
She came to the hospital. Her and Beck both went to the hospital at the same time. I said, y'all. And they diagnosed her with MS. Okay. So she needs prayer.
Amen. Multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. Amen. Other level.
I don't know. She got to go to the neurologist.
Amen. Well, praise God, praise God. I had this thing here with everybody. I was asked again about having church on Saturday instead of Sunday. A long time ago, I think it's Sister Corey had asked about that, and I told her I didn't have no problem with it. It's just whether or not the people did wanted to do it. I was asked by Brother Lee, but then having church on Saturday. I told him I didn't have a problem with it. It's just if the people decide they want to come. And I just wanted it to be known that if we do it, we're not doing it because of any religious. If we go back to the Sabbath in order to exonerate our salvation, then we become an Antichrist. Paul said, if I preach that, which I did away with, then I myself become a transgressor. And if you have to keep one point, if you break one point of the law, trying to keep one point of it, you got to keep it all. If I keep the Sabbath day to exonerate me, I've got to keep the Sabbath month. I got to keep the Sabbath year. Three times a year, we got to appeal before God according to the law. If you want to go back under the law, Paul said, oh, foolish Galatians. Galatians chapter 2, who has bewitched you? If we can't accept Jesus as being our salvation, then we make the blood of Jesus of none effect. Are y'all with me on that? On the Sabbath. There's nothing wrong with doing it on Saturday night. I just want to let you know. I have no about any day. We can do it on Mondays and Fridays. That's what all it means to me. But I don't want to go for any type of religious reason. Somebody said, well, the commandment said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The commandment also said, don't wear silk and wool together. The commandment also said, don't shave your beard. The commandment also said,
where is that? Don't shave your
beard. I think that's Leviticus 19. That's Leviticus 19, I believe. But I'm just trying to show you how we can take things out of context with God and put people under the rules and regulations and then not put yourself under the rules and regulations. I can tell you, don't wear no pants. So say that thing in the Bible. I can tell you not to wear them. Say the man. And I got it out of the law. Leviticus 18.
But I got it out of the middle. But at the same time, I got on the silken wool too. I'm breaking the law too. I'm telling you, you're breaking the law because you, I got that commandment out on you. But I'm not imposing the same law on me. I can tell you not to fix your hair up, and I go get a haircut every 2 weeks. I'm just trying to show you how messed up we get with the Bible. We're bringing up, we're putting each other under stuff that never was for us from the beginning. How can the new covenant, according to Ezekiel 36 and 26 or whatever, how can the new covenant be different? I think it's 36 and 26. How can the new covenant be different and then end up being the same?
Come on now.
How can God say, the new covenant I'm making with you is not according to the one that Moses made, but we want to keep everybody under Moses' law? Is that 36 and 26 talking about the new covenant?
If
it ain't any bigger than Jeremiah.
It's 36,
I thought it was 36 and 26. I'm just asking questions for y'all now. So if you do it, we'll do it. It ain't a problem. It's not a problem for me. I think it's 36.
A new heart also will I give you.
Yeah.
And a new spirit will I put within you.
Uh-huh.
And I will take away the thorny heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
Uh-huh.
And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my steps. And you shall keep my judgment and do them.
Now look at Jeremiah 31. But I'm just going to show you what he said he's going to do. And if either we're under the new covenant.
I think it's messy. I can't get any of
31, let me see. I'm just going to. Accident, because I just want to let you know where I stand. 31. Probably 31. Jeremiah 31.
31
and
what?
I'm trying to find it. 31. And just read verse 32. I'll get it. I just want to show you something.
Not according to the covenant that I have made with their fathers in the day that I took them from the hand, bringing them out of the land of Egypt.
Now this is the new covenant, right? If it's not according to that covenant, then if it's not according to that covenant, then this covenant that we're in can't be like that other. You just not say, they're not the same. All right. Y'all pray about it. and think about it. And if that's so, I have no problem. I found out what time he has his on Saturday, and we'll be before him or after him. Now, he don't do it on Saturday for no religious reason. It just won't sound better for him. So he, on Sunday, he go everywhere, go to other folks' churches. That's why he does it. All right, then. You'll pray about it. Amen. And we'll see this. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God and the people of God. And, Lord, you brought us together again. Lord, we see you at work. We see you changing things. We see you healing, Lord. We see you delivering, Lord. Those that are in bondage, I command they be set free. And I give you praise for the liberty that we have within you. And we give praise as we dismiss from this church, but never from your presence. We give glory and honor in Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, and amen, you're dismissed.
Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed, I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh, death, you told it to get back and behave.
The righteous forsake, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. On wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my hand, give God all the praise. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing.
My legs and I can walk. I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive, I got.